欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们今天晚上的布道会。
We welcome our friends here tonight for this evangelical service.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与你同在。
May the peace and joy of Jesus be with you all.
我们在聚会之前，我们一起低头来默祷。
Before service, let's all bow our heads in a silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始晚上的布道聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our evangelical service.
我们唱诗二十一首。
Sing hymn number 41.
站着低头来默祷。
Let's all remain standing and bow our heads in silence.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们要感谢你带领我们今天晚上的布道会。
Lord, we'd like to thank you to guide our evangelical service tonight.
我们要感谢你在两千年前从荣耀的天国降到地上为人。
We thank you for coming down and manifesting into men, becoming men 2,000 years ago from heaven.
你来到世界上要拯救我们回到你的国度。
You came to earth to save us to return to your kingdom.
使我们在你的国度有永生、有平安、有喜乐。
So that in your kingdom we may find joy, peace, and joy.
主啊，我们感谢你为着赦免我们的罪，你为我们钉在十字架上。
Lord, we thank you for crucifying yourself on the cross to forgive us of our sins.
主啊，没有一个爱比这个爱是更大的。
Lord, there is no such love greater than this.
我们今天晚上要在这里传扬你得救的要道。
Tonight, we would like to preach the salvation.
愿主你打开我们的心，让我们能够明白这个奥秘。
Lord, please open up our hearts so that we can understand this mystery.
愿主你的爱亲自感动我们。
Lord, please move us with your love.
让我们知道你就是爱的来源。
So that we can know that you are the source of love.
你的爱超过我们所能够测度的。
And your love surpasses all our understanding.
在你的爱里面，我们有丰盛的恩典。
In your love, we have abundant grace.
主啊，你要将你的爱白白的给我们。
And you freely give this love to us.
愿主你亲自带领祝福我们晚上的布道会。
May you personally guide and bless the service tonight.
我们愿荣耀颂赞归于你的圣名。
May all the glory and praises be unto your holy name.
阿们。
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们正道之前，我们请圣何西的唱诗班来献诗。
Before our service, we'd like to invite the San Jose Choir to present hymns.
我们晚上的聚会。
We welcome our friends here tonight for the service.
今天晚上跟大家来查考一个题目。
Tonight, I'd like to discuss a topic with you.
我应当怎么做才可以得救
？What must I do to be saved？
这个题目是圣经里面的一句话。
This topic is a phrase in the Bible.
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
《使徒行传》十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
三十节。
Verse 30.
使徒行传》十六章三十节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 30.
又领他们出来说：“二位先生，我。”应当怎样行才可以得救
？He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
这里在记载，主耶稣有两个工人，保罗跟希拉，去传福音，被人关到监牢里面。
Here it mentions that there are two workers of Jesus, Paul and Silas, who went to preach and was imprisoned.
他们在监牢里面唱诗、祷告、赞美神。
In prison, they sang, prayed, and sang praises of hymns to the Lord.
忽然间，地大震动。
All of a sudden, it began to tremble.
所以一摇那个监牢的门都开了。
And because of that shakenness, the doors opened.
而且连囚犯的锁链也开了。
And all the chains of the jailers were opened.
因为半夜吧，所以那个禁足本来睡得很好睡，被摇醒了。
And it was in the middle of the night.So many who were sleeping were awoken.
他以为囚犯都跑掉了。
And he thought that all the prisoners had fled.
那第二天我怎么对我的老板交代呢？
So he was worried on what he was to say the next morning.
我也没有办法说昨天大地震，所以这个囚犯全部都跑掉。
He could not use the excuse that there was a great earthquake and all the prisoners fled.
因为这件事情从来没有发生过。
Because this event had never happened before.
这是神的作为。
This was the work of God.
地大震动，让他们锁链都掉下来。
The ground shook and all the chains fell.
所以这个禁足就拿刀要自杀。
So this jailer was prepared to commit suicide with a sword.
这个是他人生的危机。
This was a very difficult time in his life.
因为如果他自杀，
because if he committed suicide,
第一个他失去生命。
First, he would lose his life.
他的太太变成寡妇。
His wife would be a widow.
他的孩子变成孤儿。
His children would be orphans.
这是很可怜的一个家庭啊。
So this would be a pitiful family.
在他人生最危险的一个时刻。
At this most dangerous time in his life.
啊，保罗出现了。
Paul appeared.
对，二十八节对他说：“你不要伤害自己，我们在这里。”
So in verse 28, Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We are all here."
那这个禁足他知道保罗是在传耶稣的福音。
And this jailer knew that Paul was preaching the gospel of Jesus.
所以他就问保罗一个问题。
So he asked Paul a question.
说：“两位先生，我应当怎么行才可以得救？”
He asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
哦，这个是一个非常重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
当然我们说要先了解什么叫做得救，我们才知道这个问题非常重要。
In order to know the importance of this question, we must first understand what it is to be saved.
我们看过911的这个录影带。
We've all probably seen videos of the occurrence of 9/11.
你想想看，如果那个时候你是在两栋的大楼里面。
And if you think at that moment, if you were in the two buildings.
请问什么最重要？
I would like to ask you what would be the most important.
当你现在那两栋大楼的时候，最重要一件事情就是我怎么得救。
If you were in those buildings, the most important question would be how would you be saved?
这个超过一切的问题。
This would surpass all other questions.
我记得有一个弟兄，他是在这个世贸大楼的旁边的一栋上班。
I remember there was a brother who was working in the building next to the Twin Towers.
他说他在喝咖啡的时候看到一架飞机撞上去。
He said he was having coffee and saw one of the planes crash into one of the buildings.
哦，他很害怕，他马上就下来了。
He was in great fear, so he began to go out of the building.
然后他看到第二架飞机撞上去。
And then he saw the second plane hit the other building.
他就开始跑。
He started running.
他说他一生从来没有认这么认真跑过的。
He said he had never ever in his life run as fast.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为对他来讲太危险了。
Because to him he was in great danger.
他逃是为着要得救，要保全他的生命。
He fled because he wanted to secure his life.
所以得救这个是很重要一件事情。
So to be saved is of great importance.
那这里所说的我怎么做才可以得救是什么意思？
So here, what does it mean to say, what must I do to be saved?
我们来看使徒行传。
Let's turn to Acts.
使徒行传的二十六章。
Chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章十六节。
Acts chapter 26, verse 16.
你起来。站着，我特意要向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事情和我将要指示你的证明出来。
Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you.
我们刚刚所提到那个工人叫做保罗。
The worker that we had mentioned earlier was named Paul.
那保罗为着传福音被下到监牢里面。
Because he was preaching the gospel, he was imprisoned.
但我们知道，在这一段圣经二十六章里面，在记载保罗信耶稣的经过。
But then we later on realized that in chapter 26 it mentions the describes how Paul came to believe.
保罗他是法利赛人。
Paul was a Pharisee.
在当时这个社会阶层是宗教的领袖阶级。
He was one of the rulers at that time.
他是公会的议员。
He was a council member in Jewish.
现在来讲，等于美国的参议院议员。
Kind of in the legislature official.
参议员。
Or senator.
哎呀，好。那保罗，他是加马略门下受教的，现在是美国最好的大学毕业的。
So Paul was had the highest education. We could say that he graduated from the best schools.
他很热心犹太教。
He was zealous in his religion.
所以他以为信耶稣就是背叛犹太教。
So he believed that if he believed in Jesus, he would be going against his religion.
所以他到处去抓信耶稣的人，他到处去逼迫基督徒。
So he went around persecuting those who were Christians.
结果有一次他要到现在叙利亚的大马士革去抓基督徒。
So there was once when he was on his way to Damascus to capture the Christians.
结果忽然间从大天上有大光照在他身上。
All of a sudden there was a strong light that shone on him.
结果他就扑倒了。
And he fell to the ground.
他眼睛就瞎掉了。
And his eyes were blind.
保罗问两个问题。
And there were two questions that asked him.
保罗说，主啊，你是谁？
He asked, Lord, who are you?
天上有一个声音说。
And a voice from heaven came down and said,
我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I am Jesus whom you persecute.
忽然间他发现他所逼迫的耶稣就是天上的神。
All of a sudden he realized that the person he was persecuting was the Jesus in heaven.
第二个他问耶稣。
Second, he asked,
你要我为你做什么？
What do you wish for me to do?
那主耶稣就告诉他。
So Jesus said,
说我要叫你去传福音。
I want you to preach.
这个就是十六节所说的。
So this is what was mentioned in verse 16.
说我要派你去做执事，做见证。
I am appointing you to be a servant and a witness.
保罗是一个知识分子。
He was a person who was persecuting others.
知识分子 ，intellectual.
Intellectual.
他是一个相当受教育的人。
So he was highly educated.
为什么他的态度会这么大的转变
？Why did he have such a great transformation in his attitude?
是因为他亲自。看到耶稣的光向他显现
，because he personally saw the light of Jesus shone on him。
所以今天我们要信耶稣，不一定一定要从理性入门。
So today when we believe in Jesus, it should not be through logic。
要理性要想通了我才信。
Or through reason to figure it out to think why we should believe。
有时候我们要信耶稣，你可以从体验入门。
Sometimes through believing in Jesus, it's through experience。
没有人把保罗变倒，所以他来信。
No one forced Paul to believe.
辩倒，辩论，
or debated with him so that he would believe.
保罗来信是因为大光一照，他倒下去，他就信了。
Paul believed because a great light shone on him.
这个证明信仰是可以体验的。
So this proves that faith can be experienced.
而且信仰的体验是很有力量的。
And this experience is of great power.
神虽然看不见，
although we cannot see God,
但是神的能力很大。
But his power is great.
你想主耶稣被钉十字架以后，
If you think after being crucified on the cross,
主耶稣的门徒到处传福音，
Jesus' disciples went abroad preaching.
传说耶稣复活了，
And they preached that Jesus resurrected.
被抓去关，
And they were imprisoned.
被打，
They were beaten.
不可以再传，
They were forced to not speak anymore.
然后再把他放出去，
And they were later let out.
他们又去传福音，
They would preach again.
耶稣复活。
That Jesus has resurrected.
耶稣就是救主。
Jesus is the Savior.
又被抓去关。
They were again imprisoned.
又被打。
They were beaten again.
如果没有耶稣，
If there was no Jesus,
他们为什么要这样受？
Why would they bear the suffering?
如果耶稣没有复活，
If Jesus had not risen,
他们为什么要这样受苦？
Why would they need to suffer like this?
他们为什么愿意受苦？
Why were they willing to suffer?
因为他们跟了三年的耶稣，确实钉在十字架，是他们亲眼看过的。
Because the3 years that they followed with Jesus, they saw with their eyes that he was crucified on the cross.
他们也看到耶稣埋葬在坟墓里面。
They saw Jesus buried in the tomb.
他们也看到耶稣复活显现他们面前。
They saw Jesus resurrect and appear before them.
所以他看到耶稣复活，他不能够否定耶稣的存在，而且他就是神。
Because they saw Jesus resurrect, they could not deny the fact that Jesus is God.
那既然耶稣就是神。
If Jesus is God,
耶稣来世界要传扬救人的道理。
Jesus came to preach the gospel of salvation.
这个爱比任何一个爱还重要。
This love is greater than any other love.
所以所有的门徒啊，经历很多的困难，甚至为主耶稣牺牲生命，到处传福音。
So many disciples endured much suffering to go preach for Jesus.
这个事实就证明耶稣复活。
This proves that Jesus has risen.
所以他感动了好多的门徒在传福音。
So he had moved many disciples to go and preach.
那主耶稣告诉保罗要做什么？
So Jesus had instructed Paul on what he should do.
十八节。
Verse 18.
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Acts chapter 26 verse 18.
我差你们到他们那里去，是要叫他们眼睛得开。
I send you there to open their eyes.
神告诉保罗，我差你到非犹太人那个地方去，很重要就是要让他们眼睛得开。
I am sending you to the Gentiles because I want you to open their eyes.
什么叫做眼睛得开？
What does it mean to open their eyes?
眼睛开了，你才可以看到。
In order to see, you must open your eyes.
如果你瞎了，你就看不到。
If you are blind, you cannot see.
今天为什么很难相信神？
Why is it so difficult to believe in God today?
为什么很难相信灵界的存在？
Why is it so difficult to believe in the spiritual realm?
因为我们只有肉眼看物质的世界。
Because we use our fleshly eyes to see material things of the world.
但是我们看不见灵界的存在。
But we cannot see the existence of the spiritual realm.
那这个眼睛开就是你里面那个心里面的眼睛开了。
So this opening of the eyes is that opening of the eyes to your heart.
你心的眼睛一开了，你就可以认识耶稣是谁。
When your eyes to your heart opens, you will begin to understand who Jesus is.
你就能够看清楚灵界是什么。
You will be able to see clearly what the spiritual realm is.
比方说，如果现在神开我们眼睛。
For example, if Jesus opens our eyes today.
你可以看到很多天使在这里。
You can see many angels here.
因为我们在教会里面曾经有看过异象，正在聚会当中，天使在点名。
Because in church, we have brothers and sisters who've seen visions where when we were hymn singing,There were angels taking attendance.
但是那个是灵界的存在。
But that is the existence of the spiritual realm.
你肉眼看不到。
You cannot see it with your fleshly eyes.
神没有开你的眼睛，你就看不到。
You will not be able to see it if God does not open your eyes.
在我们教会里面，也有人看到地狱。
In our church, we have people who've also seen Hades.
如果神开你的眼睛，
if God opens your eyes,
你可以看到到处都是魔鬼。
You will see Satan.And devil all around.
因为魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行。
Because the Satan is like a roaring lion, wandering all over the earth.
要寻找可吞之的人。
Trying to seek those that they could swallow.
那为什么魔鬼不能吞之我们？
Why is it that Satan could not swallow us?
因为神派天使保护我们。
Because God has sent angels to protect us.
所以如果神开你眼睛，你可以到看天使在你旁边。
So if God opens your eyes, you will be able to see angels next to you.
如果神开你的眼睛，你可以看到天国。
If God opens your eyes, you will be able to see heaven.
你可以看到神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
You will be able to see God in the light that humans cannot draw near to.
所以这个灵界的存在，要借着保罗去传福音，神开他们的心。让他们能够了解，他们就看见了。
So in order for them to understand this, he needed to send Paul to open their eyes.
那什么叫做得救？
So what is it to be saved?
为什么得救这么重要？
Why is it so important to be saved?
十八节的中间。
Let's read verse 18, the middle section.
这里说从黑暗归向光明。
It says to turn from darkness to light.
什么叫做得救？
What is it to be saved?
得救就是进到光明里面。
To be saved is to enter into the light.
没有得救就是在黑暗里面。
If you are not saved, you are in darkness.
得救跟不得救就是黑暗跟光明的差别。
To be saved or unsaved is the difference between darkness and light.
那请问，光明又代表什么？
So I like to ask, what does light represent?
黑暗又代表什么？
And what does darkness represent?
我们看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
十四节
verse 14,
第四章十四节
chapter 4 verse 14,
这要应验先知以赛亚的话说十五节
15,
西布伦拿佛他利就是沿海之路约旦河外邦人的加利利十六节
16,
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见大光坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们这里说耶稣出来传福音
Here it says Jesus came out to preach.
第一站到西布伦跟拿佛他利。
The first destination was Zebulun and Naphtali.
结果圣经说这是应验以赛亚先知的话。
And it says in the Bible that this was to fulfill what prophet Isaiah has said.
以赛亚是主耶稣七百年前一个先知。
Isaiah was a prophet that had happened before Jesus 700 years ago.
神感动他把主耶稣要做什么先写下来。
And God had moved him to record what will happen to come when Jesus comes.
写在以赛亚书第九章。
And he had recorded this in Isaiah chapter 9.
结果主耶稣出来传道理，真的到了加弗利啊的西布伦跟拿弗他利。
And when Jesus began to preach, he indeed went to Zebulun and Naphtali.
那以赛亚书写什么？
So what was recorded in the book of Isaiah?
说坐在黑暗的百姓有大光照着他们。
says that people living in the darkness have seen a great light.
那这个黑暗代表什么？
What does this darkness represent?
下面说坐在死荫里的人有光照他们。
And later follows that those in the shadow of death has light has drawn
them. 所以黑暗代表死亡。
So darkness represents death.
光明代表生命。
And the light represents life.
得救就是把我们从死亡的阴影里面拉出来，让你得到生命。
To be saved is to pull us out of death into life.
但是你会觉得我还活着啊。
But you will think I am still alive.
圣经里面讲的生命有两种意思。
There are two types of meaning of life recorded in the Bible.
一个是你肉体的生命。
One is your fleshly life.
活的几十年。
You live a few decades.
那我们就死了。
And then you die.
但另外一个叫做永生。
The other life is eternal life.
就是永远不死。
Which is immortality.
那永生在哪里？
And where is this eternal life?
永生在天国。
It is in heaven.
所以照着圣经的讲法。
So according to the teachings of the Bible.
如果我们信耶稣。
If we believe in God.
我们这个肉体生命结束。
When our fleshly life ends.
我们有一个新的生命开始。
We have a new life that will begin.
那个就是天国的永生。
And that is eternal life in heaven.
这个叫做得救。
That is what is called to be saved.
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
死没有结束。
That there is no ending when it's death.
死是另外一个生命的开始。
Death is a beginning of a new life.
所以我们人信了耶稣以后，人生才有一个真正的盼望。
So when we believe in God, we will actually have a new hope.
所以圣经里面说死是睡了。
So it says in the Bible that death means that you are sleeping.
如果你看到你所爱的人睡了，你会哭吗？
If you see those you love sleeping, will you mourn for them?
你不会哭的。
You will not.
因为他明天早上就醒过来了。
Because they will wake up in the morning.
如果我们今天大家都信耶稣，
If all of us believe in God today,
我们得救了。
And we are saved.
我们死了。
And we die.
但是有一天会再活过来。
But one day you will rise again.
因为耶稣从死里面复活。
Because Jesus resurrected from the dead.
所以信耶稣的人要跟耶稣一样。
So those who believe in God should be like Jesus.
就要从死里复活。
Will once again resurrect.
因为他是第一个种子。
Because he was the first seed.
他结出第一个果子。
He bore the first fruit.
我们信耶稣都要跟他复活。
So if we believe in God, we will also resurrect with him.
这个叫做得救。
This is what it means to be saved.
所以人生啊，最重要一件事情就是你有一个永生的盼望。
So the most important thing of life is to have this eternal hope.
使我们人生有一个真正的目标可以追求。
So that we actually have a true purpose, that a goal that we can pursue after.
所以为什么要得救？
So why should we be saved?
因为得救就是得永生。
Because to be saved,We receive eternal life.
好，我们现在再来看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
十九节。
Verse 19.
约翰第三章十九节。
John chapter 3 verse 19.
光来到世间，世界的人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们罪就在此。这里说光来到世间。
Here it says light has come into the world.
这个是什么呢？
What is this?
光就是耶稣。
Light is Jesus.
他没有罪。
He has no sin.
所以他是光来到世界。
So it refers to light coming to the world.
那为什么世界人不能够接受耶稣呢？
Why is it that the world cannot accept Jesus?
因为他的行为是恶的。
Because they have evil in them.
所以下面说他不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
So that's why it said men loved darkness. Instead of light.
所以得救就是从罪恶的捆绑里面出来。
So to be saved is to come out of the grasp of evil.
进到这个公义的生活。
And to enter into this righteous living.
我们活在世界上啊，看起来很自由。
Living in this world, it seems that we are fairly free.
但是啊，罪在捆绑人。
However, sin is holding on to us.
所以这个罪的权势有时候你解不开的。
So you are unable to get out of this bondage.
我们有一个青年，年纪轻轻的他就秃头了。
We have a youth who has lost his hair at a very young age.
因为他还没有信耶稣以前呢，他吸毒。
Before believing in Jesus, he had taken drugs.
因为吸毒吸太多，所以头发掉光了。
And because of the drugs he was using, he lost his hair.
因为他有时候他也觉得说他很自卑，年纪很轻的头发掉光了。
And he felt that.It was very sad for him to lose his hair at such a young age.
那后来呀，他的一个亲戚来教会信耶稣。
And then later on, one of his relatives came to believe in God.
那对神有体验。
And had experienced God.
啊，就传福音给他。
Started to preach to him.
那这个青年啊，就到教会来慕道。
So this youth began to come to our church to truth seek.
他已经戒毒戒了很多次，戒不掉。
He had tried to quit drugs many times but could not do it.
真的，他的人生是在黑暗里面，是没有希望的。
And indeed, his life was in darkness. It was hopeless.
哦，结果后来他到我们教会里面来慕道。
But then he came to our church to truth seek.
他很认真在前面祷告。
And he prayed diligently in the front.
求神帮助他。
To ask God to help him.
结果神就赐给他圣灵。
And God gave him the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵赐给他力量。
Through the Holy Spirit, gave him power.
结果他吸毒就戒起来了。
So he quit his drugs. 哦，
这个叫做从黑暗进到光明。
This is called entering from darkness to light.
所以很可惜，有很多人啊，其实他前途是非常的好，就是被罪捆绑啊。好，前途一片黑暗。
So unfortunately, there are many people who have great futures before them, but because they are bonded by sin, they cannot go anywhere.
我在非洲的加纳遇到我们教会一个信徒。
When I was in Ghana in Africa, I met a believer.
他告诉我他怎么戒酒。
And he had told me how he was able to quit alcohol.
他每一天要喝很多的啤酒。
He used to drink a lot of beer.
他说有时候那个蚊子在叮他，蚊子不会飞了，为什么？醉了。
He said even the mosquitoes, when it stung him, the mosquito would just no longer fly around because it was drunk.
因为他全身都是酒精。
Because his body had all the alcohol in him.
他想要戒，戒不掉。
And he could not quit.
那后来他到我们教会来慕道。
So he later came to our church to truth seek.
也是来教会祷告得圣灵。
And he also came to church to pray and receive the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵以后，他那个酒就戒掉了。
And when he received the Holy Spirit, he was able to quit his drinking.
后来我遇到他，他很高兴。
So later when I met him, he was very happy.
他说我整个人变成新的。
He said he was a new person.
因为我不必再喝酒了。
Because he no longer needed to drink.
所以过去好像在黑暗里面，所有赚的钱酒喝光了。
So in the past he was living in darkness. All the money he had earned was spent on alcohol.
现在他不需要喝了。
Now he no longer needs it.
这个叫从黑暗进到光明。
This is called entering from darkness to light.
所以得救就是神要把我们从罪的权势，这个罪好像一个力量在捆住我们，要把你解脱救出来。
So to be saved is like to take you out of this bondage, this force of sin.
那我们还有很多的这个罪的力量在吸引人。
So we still have a lot of this attraction from sin.
好像赌博。
For example, gambling.
这个也是一种罪的权势。
This is also a bondage of sin.
只有主耶稣才能够帮助我们从那里出来。
Only through Jesus will he help us out of it.
所以这里说得救从黑暗归向光明。
So here it says to be saved is to go into the light from darkness.
非常的重要。
This is very important.
使我们人生有真正的盼望。
So that we truly have hope in our life.
我们看十八节啊，《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's turn back to Acts 26 verse 18.
中间第二句，从撒旦的权下归向神。
In the middle section, that we would from the power of Satan to God.
在这个物质的国度啊，全世界一百多个国家。
In the world, there are over 100 countries.
你很自由，你可以选择你住在哪里。
And you are free to choose where you wish to live.
但是在灵界里面只有两个国度。
But in spiritual realm, there are only two kingdoms.
一个是神的国度。
One is the kingdom of God.
一个是魔鬼的国度。
One is the kingdom of Satan.
所以在灵界里面只有两个的国度。
So there's only two kingdoms in the spiritual realm.
那如果我们没有进到神里面。
If we are unable to go into God,
那我们自然就在魔鬼的控制之下。
Then we are automatically in the control of Satan.
这是人类最不幸的地方。
This is the most unfortunate thing of mankind.
你虽然活在美国。
Although you are living in the U.S.
但是如果我们没有进到耶稣的救恩里面。
But if you had not entered into the salvation of Jesus.
我们还是在魔鬼的控制之下。
You are still under the control of Satan.
那你怎么知道？
And how will you know?
我是在魔鬼的控制之下。
That you are under his control.
因为我们有罪。
Because we have sin.
有罪就在魔鬼的权下。
If we have sin, we are under his control.
圣经把我们圈在罪里面。
And the Bible has put us into this.
那这个从撒旦归向神的国。
So to enter into the kingdom of God from Satan.
我们人生会有一个很大的改变。
We have a great transformation of life.
我们来看罗马书十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
17节。
Verse
17。14章17节。
Chapter 14, verse 17.
神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、平安，还有圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说，神的国就在你内心里面。
Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
那这里说，神的国有三个特色。
And there's two special characteristics.
第一个就是公义。
Three special characteristics. The first is righteousness.
公义就是没有罪。
Righteousness is without sin.
当神的国在你内心。
If the kingdom of God is in your heart.
当你进到神的国里面。
When you enter into the kingdom of God.
神帮助你。
God will help you.
罪就不能够再捆绑你。
And sin will no longer hold on to you.
很多的家庭啊，就是因为有罪乱糟糟的。
Many families are in chaos because of sin.
但是如果这个罪离开了，大家都是对的，都是公义的，你一个家庭就很平安。
But if the sin departs and everyone is righteous, then the family will be peaceful.
所以第二个就是平安。
So the second is peace.
我们人的心里面啊，有神同在。
In our hearts, if God is with us.
所以你不会忧虑，你也不会害怕。
You will not be fearful and you will not worry.
这个是非常的平安的感觉。
This is a very peaceful feeling.
这是神的国的一个特色。
This is a special virtue of the kingdom of God.
我们以前在教会里面有一次开会。
Once at church when we had a meeting.
那教会负责人就请一个弟兄到车站去接人。
So one of the board members had asked a member to go to the train station to pick up somebody.
那个弟兄也没有看过要来的那个弟兄。
And this member had never seen the person he was picking up.
他就在火车站一直看。
So he stood at the train station to look.
看到一个人就跟他讲哈利路亚。
He saw a person and he said hallelujah.
那个人也跟他讲哈利路亚。
And that person also said hallelujah.
就知道那个是信徒。
So he knew immediately that was a member.
那人就问那个弟兄，你怎么知道那个是信徒？
So this person asked, how did you know that that was a member?
他就说我一直看，就看到他的脸跟人不一样。
He said, because I looked carefully and I noticed that his face looked different from others.
为什么脸会不一样？
Why did he have a different look?
他又没有写一个信耶稣。
He did not have it written on his forehead that he was a Christian.
但是你怎么知道他不一样？
How did you know he was different?
你知道人的心会影响人的脸。
Do you know that a person's heart can reflect on their face?
如果你的心忧愁，你的脸一定会表现出来。
If your heart is sorrow, your face will show it.
如果你的心平安，你的脸会表现出来。
If your heart is at peace, your face will reflect it.
如果你的心充满着恨，你的脸看起来就像魔鬼。
If your heart is filled with hatred, your face will look like the devil.
如果你的心充满着爱，你的脸看起来就像天使。
If your heart is filled with love, your face will look angelic.
那信耶稣的人，因为心中充满着平安，充满神的爱，所以在他的脸所反射看起来就不一样。
So those who believe in Jesus has peace and joy in their heart, so it reflects a different look on their face.
有一次我到韩国去。
So once I was in Korea.
在开会。
And it was a meeting.
开完会，他们请我到餐厅，请我们到餐厅吃饭。
After the meeting, they invited us to dine at a restaurant.
那隔壁他们也有人在宴会。
And the neighboring, they had a banquet hall that also had people there.
很多西装笔挺的男人打扮英俊潇洒。
Many people were dressed up with suits and looked very handsome.
有一个传道就跟我讲，你看他们的脸，凶盖盖，每一个脸看起来恶神凶煞，
And so the pastor said to me, look at their face, all of them look evil.
所以你看他们练那个跆拳道，练完之后这个脸很凶煞的样子。
It's, if you see those who practice taekwondo, you'll see that their face reflects it, that they are ready to kill.
对，就是这样。但是看到我们教会的弟兄。
But if you see the members of our church.
你就发现那个脸很柔和，很谦卑。
You see that their face is soft and very humble.
所以信仰真的会改变人。
So religion will change a person.
信仰要改变你的心。
It will change your heart.
让你心有平安。
So that you will have peace in your heart.
你的脸就像天使。
And your face will look like an angel.
这个是最漂亮的脸。
This is the most beautiful.
所以得救有很多好处。
So to be saved, there are many benefits.
得救以后，你看起来很漂亮，因为充满着平安。
Because to be saved, you will look beautiful because you are filled with peace.
那下面说，罗马书十四章。十七节，圣灵中的喜乐。
And then following, it also has in verse 17, joy in the Holy Spirit.
人要怎么才能快乐呢？
How can a person be content?
这个是很深的一个问题。
This is a very deep question.
快乐要从满足来的。
Because joy comes from satisfaction.
怎么才可以满足？
How do you become satisfied?
只有一个答案。
There's one answer.
当神完全充满在你内心，你就满足了。
When God fills your heart, you will be content.
啊，你就很快乐了。
You will be happy.
非常的甜美。
You will feel sweet.
当神的爱充满在你内心。
When the love of God fills your heart,
你就想到神，你的心就有一种很甜美的感觉。
When you think of God, you will have the sweetness in your heart.
这个讲不出来，但这可以体验到。
This cannot be explained, but you could experience it.
你想想看，如果一个人活着，
if you think when a person is living,
没有坏习惯，没有坏个性，
they do not have any bad habits or any bad things that they do.
跟大家都很和睦，心中很平安。
And they harmoniously live with others, and they have peace in their heart.
心里很满足，活得很快乐。
They have content and joy in their heart, and they are living joyfully.
这个生活就是在天国。
This kind of life is in heaven.
所以为什么得救这么重要？
Why is it so important to be saved?
得救就是从魔鬼的国里面移民搬到神的国里面。
To be saved is to immigrate from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God.
让你有公义、有平安、有喜乐。
So that you have righteousness, peace, and joy.
这不要钱的。
This comes with no cost.
这个叫做恩典。
This is a blessing.
诸位，为什么你要去花钱买那个不能满足的东西呢？
So why would all of you want to spend money to buy things that cannot satisfy you?
神要给你满足。
God will give you contentment.
神要给你平安。
God will give you peace.
神要解决你的罪性。
God will take care of your bad habits.
所以得救很重要。
So to be saved is important.
我们看使徒行传26章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 26.
18节。
Verse 18.
下半句。The latter half. 因信我得蒙赦罪。
Said, those who have faith in me will be sanctified.
我们信耶稣，主耶稣来世界只有一个目的。
Jesus came to the earth with one purpose.
根据马太福音说，要把人从罪里面救出来。
According to Matthew, it is to save men out of sin.
耶稣活33年。
Jesus lived 33 years.
为什么？
Why?
为什么他来世界？
Why did he come to the earth?
一句话。
One word.
要把人从罪里面救出来。
One phrase, which is to save men from sin.
那要怎么救？
How do you save them?
他要按照神的方法来救。
According to the methods of God.
首先我们要谈到罪是什么。
First, we like to explain what is sin.
很多人说我没有罪。
Many people say I am sinless.
以前我看过有人在这个火车上传福音。
I've seen people preaching on the train.
穿着白衣服。
They wear white.
后面写我是罪人。
In the back, it says I am a sinner.
前面写耶稣是救主。
In the front, it will say Jesus is the Savior.
他走过去，好多人在笑，你是罪人，我不是。
So many people will laugh and mock at that person saying, you're a sinner, but I'm not.
这是真的。大家不能够接受耶稣，为什么？我没有罪啊，为什么要信耶稣？
This is true. People cannot accept Jesus because they feel they do not have sin.
但是为什么说圣经说大家都是罪人？
But why is it the Bible says everyone are sinners?
因为标准不一样。
Because the standard is different.
如果我们把它拉回到圣经的标准，
If we take them back to the standard of the Bible,
有哪一个人没有罪？
How many of you do not have sin?
良心定我们有罪。
Our conscience has set us to have sins.
因为常常觉得良心不安。
Because many a times our conscience rebuke us.
这个就是罪。
That is a sin.
因为良心就是神本性的一部分。
Because the conscience is that nature of God.
狗没有良心啊，你被它咬一口要赶快走，不然第二口就咬下去啊。
Because dogs do not have a conscience. If you are bitten by a dog, you should run because the second bite will be harder.
但是人有良心啊。
But humans have a conscience.
所以你犯罪以后你睡不着啊。
So if you sin, you will have insomnia.
所以那个就是代表人有罪。
So that represents that men have sin.
那十条诫命一翻开来。
If you open the Ten Commandments.
所以有一个信徒说现在有所谓十诫布道法。
And there was a member who said there's a method of preaching called the Ten Commandment preaching.
第一条。
The first commandment. One God.
你拜了没有？
Did you obey one God?
没有，你是罪人。
If you did not do it, then you're a sinner.
第二条。
Second.
不可以拜偶像。
No idols.
你拜偶像吗？
If you worship idols,
你是罪人。
Then you're a sinner.
第三条。
The third one.
不可妄称神的名。
Do not use the Lord's name in vain.
神的名什么？
What is the name of God?
耶稣。
Jesus.
你有没有常常讲，把口头禅把耶稣的名提出来？
Do you often use Jesus' name in vain?
你有罪。
Then you are a sinner.
第五条。
The fifth.
孝敬父母。
Honor your parents.
孝子现在是孝顺孩子。
Now is to honor your children.
你有罪。
Then you are a sin.
第六条。
Sinner. Then the sixth one.
不可以杀人。
You cannot kill.
堕胎就是杀人。
If you have abortion, you're.
你有堕胎吗
？If you've aborted a child, you're a sinner.
耶稣提的更高一点。
So the standard is higher.
恨人就是杀人。
Jesus had said, if you hate a person, you are committing.
你恨过人吗？
Kill if you're murdering someone.
如果你恨过人，
Have you hated somebody? If
第七条全部都倒了。
The seventh commandment, all of us fail it.
不可以犯奸淫。
You cannot commit adultery.
大部分都倒了。
Most of the people will fail this.
等于现在没有办法守了。
Because no one will keep to it.
连基督教的主流教派也把这个第七诫擦掉了，没有办法讲。
Even the rulers of the Christianity, they cross out this commandment.
第八条不可偷拿。
The eighth cannot steal.
不是你的东西不可以拿。
You cannot take things that is not yours.
你回家看看有没有不是你的东西。
You go home and look at there are things that do not belong to you.
有就是偷拿，就是罪。
There is, then you have sinned.
第九条。
The ninth one,
不可以做假见证。
Cannot bear false witness.
如果你说你从来没有说谎，你就是说谎。
If you say you have never lied, then you are lying.
那个就是罪。
That is a sin.
所以人没有罪吗？
So do we all not have sin?
圣经一翻开了，我们都是罪人。
If we open the Bible, we are all sinners.
那罪是得罪天上的神。
If you sin, you're sinning against God in heaven.
你没有办法说我没有罪就没有罪。
You can't say I have no sin, so I have no sin.
如果美国的法律定你有罪。
If the Constitution of the U.S. says you have sin.
你只有跑到美国来请法官宣判你无罪吧。
You have to come to a judge to ask for them to say you do not have a sin.
如果罪是得罪神。
If sin is to sin against God.
那我们要怎么赦罪呢？
How do we get our sins forgiven?
耶稣为我们的罪钉在十字架上。
Jesus crucified himself on the cross for our sin.
接受人间最残酷的一种刑罚。
Endured the most harsh type of punishment.
那个是罪人啊，啊，强盗应该被钉的。
And the crucifixion should be for the sinners and the robbers.
他没有罪。
He has no sin.
那为什么被钉十字架？
Why was he crucified?
因为他背负我们的罪。
Because he bared all our sins.
流出他的血来。
And bled his blood.
这个叫做赦罪的泉源。
This is the stream, the water of redemption.
所以今天你只要信耶稣。
So today, if you believe in Jesus,
接受洗礼
and you believe and you receive water baptism,
你所有的罪就一笔勾销。
All of your sin will be forgiven.
这个耶稣的宝血非常有权柄。
The blood of Jesus has great power.
哦，你接受洗礼，罪全部洗干净。
If you receive water baptism, all of your sins will be forgiven.
所以信耶稣。主要赦免我们的罪。
So to believe in Jesus, to have our sins redeemed.
罪是什么？
What is a sin?
圣经说罪就是债。
Sin is debt.
你欠罪啊，你就有欠债。
If you owe sin, then you owe a debt.
你如果欠债，压力好大。
If you owe a debt, you will have great pressure.
哦，那是一个担子。
Because that is a burden.
现在罪拿掉了。
If the sin is removed,
你没有债了。
You will no longer owe
debt. 没有压力。
You have no pressure.
很轻松。
You will be stress-free.
这个叫做平安。
This is called peace.
所以信耶稣很好。
So to believe in Jesus is great.
罪得赦免。
Because your sins will be forgiven.
但是更好的在后面。
But the best is to come.
请看使徒行传二十六章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 26.
十八节。
Verse 18.
说和一切成圣的人同得基业。
That they will be in a place among those together of sins and a place.
十八节最后一句，十八节，
十八 ，to be sanctified。
Yeah. 好，这里说跟成圣的同得基业。
That they will be sanctified.
只有 sanctified 吧
？In a place together.
哦 ，OK， 得基业哦，得财产。
Which means that they will receive this inheritance.
我们到美国来啊。
So when we come to the U.S.
大家工作都很认真。
All of us work hard.
你知道你一生在美国得到什么吗？
Do you know what you receive in your whole life?
如果你二十几岁开始买房子，天天就是付房地产。
If you purchase the home in your early 20s, you will be paying mortgage.
大概到你退休的时候，你一生努力就是一栋房子。
And until the time of retirement, you will put all your effort into this one home.
有时候一栋房子你也赚不起来。
And even sometimes through a lifetime, you cannot pay off the mortgage.
但是圣经说。
But in the Bible.
如果我们得救。
If we are saved,
我们在天上有一个产业,
There is this inheritance in heaven.
是神为我们预备的。
It is prepared by God.
所以圣经里面在描写天国是黄金街碧玉城。
So depicts in the Bible that heaven is filled with gold.
天国是什么地方？
Where is heaven?
神住的地方。
It is where God dwells.
所以天国非常的好。
So heaven is a great place.
世界上最好的还比不上。
There is no place on earth that can compare to it.
世界上不好的天国都没有。
There is nothing in heaven that has anything that is bad in this world.
天国不会老化。
Heaven will not deteriorate.
天国不会死亡。
It will not die.
天国没有仇恨。
There is no hatred.
天国不必工作。
You do not have to work.
天国没有烦恼。
There are no worries.
不好的都没有。
All the bad things do not exist.
神要带我们到那里去。
God will take us there.
那如果不得救怎么办呢？
But if we are not saved, what do we do?
不得救到地狱里面，圣经里面讲了。
If we are not saved, we enter into hell.
所以得救很重要。
So it is important to be saved.
因此这个禁足问这个问题，我们应该怎么做才可以得救，这非常重要。
So when the jailer asked, what must I do to be saved? This is of great importance.
我们再回来看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 16.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
他们说，当信主耶稣，你跟你的家都必得救。
Says, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.
要得救就要信耶稣。
So to be saved, you must believe in Jesus.
除耶稣以外，别无拯救。
Aside from Jesus, there is no other salvation.
天下人间没有赐下第二个名，我们可以得救。
There is no other name aside from Jesus where we can be saved.
教主很多，救主只有一个。
There are many teachers, but there's only one Savior.
救主就是耶稣。
The Savior is Jesus.
所以三十二节。
So in verse 32,
他们就把主耶稣的道讲解跟他全家听。
So they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all the others in his house.
所以信耶稣有很多的道理可以查考。
So there are many things that we can study to become a Christian.
欢迎诸位朋友，你继续来查考这个信耶稣的道理。
I welcome our friends to come and continue to study the scriptures.
你的眼睛会得开。
Your eyes will open.
你可以看到信耶稣的美好。
You will see the great things of being a Christian.
结果三十三节。
In verse 33.
那一天晚上，禁足把他们带去洗他的伤，他和属他的人立刻都受洗。
That hour of the night, the jailer took them and washed their wounds. Then immediately he and all his family were baptized.
那一天晚上，他们就洗礼，就信耶稣了。
They baptized and believed in Jesus. That night.
因为信耶稣是这么大的福气，他马上信耶稣。
Because it is such a great blessing to believe in Jesus, they did it immediately.
洗礼就是洗掉我们的罪，可以进到神的国度来。
So to be baptized is to wash away our sins to enter into the kingdom of God.
我们看三十四节。
Let's read verse 34.
于是禁足领他们上自己的家，给他们摆上饭，他跟全家因为信的神都很喜乐。
The jailer brought them into his house and set a meal before them, and the whole family was filled with joy.
你看，信的神都很喜乐。
So you can see, believing in God is to fill you with joy.
全家都很喜乐。
The whole family is joyous.
你想想看，什么时候你全家很喜乐？
Can you think of a time when your family was filled with joy?
哇，买一个五十寸的电视。
A time when you bought a 50-inch plasma screen TV.
爸爸要看这一台，小孩子要看那一台，吵起来，快乐在哪里？
The father wants to see this channel, the child wants to see when. Then they start arguing. Where's the happiness?
那全家要去哪里旅行？
And when the family needs to go on vacation.
旅行到一半，那个 flight canceled 了。
And halfway through, the flight got canceled.
结果在机场等了一天。
And you wait in the airport for a whole day.
满肚子回来，气回来。快乐在哪里？
You come back full of anger. Where is that joy?
所以现在全家快乐很少啊。
So nowadays it is hard to find a whole family filled with joy.
小孩子一直求你买 laptop 给他。
Your child asks you to buy him a laptop.
你买一个 laptop 给他。
You buy him a laptop.
过来他不理你啊。
And then afterwards he does not talk to you.
那里面比较有趣啊。
Because there's more things to do in the laptop.
什么都可以看到，可以听到。
They could see and hear many things.
全家快乐吗？
Is that family happiness?
家庭变成旅馆了。
The home is like a hotel.
五星级的旅馆。
A 5-star hotel.
但没有快乐。
But no happiness.
所以快乐在哪里？
Where is that joy?
全家信耶稣。
The whole family believes.
主耶稣跟我们同在。
The Lord Jesus is with us.
主耶稣的恩典跟我们同在。
The blessings of Jesus are with us.
主耶稣的平安跟我们同在。
The peace of Jesus is with us.
全家都很快乐。
The whole family is joyful.
这个才叫幸福的家庭。
This is called a blessed home.
所以如果你希望你的家庭很幸福，
If you want your family to be blessed,
你试了很多方法都没有用，
You try many methods and it does not work.
有一个方法可以用。
There is one method you can use.
全家信耶稣。
Have your whole family come and believe.
所以欢迎你继续再来。
So I welcome all of you to continue to attend.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
292首。
292. Pray together.
什么是祷告？
What is it to pray?
我们祷告就是我们的心跟神的一种交通。
To pray is to have a conversation in our hearts with God.
那神是一个灵。
And God is a spirit.
那我们怎么跟神交通呢？
How do we converse with God?
哦，这是很重要的问题。
This is a very important question.
哦，圣经告诉我们。
Tells us in the Bible.
我们祷告要奉耶稣的名，神就垂听。
That if we pray in the name of Jesus, God will listen.
这个名很有权柄。
This name is full of authority.
所以我们祷告第一句话，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
So when we pray, our first phrase is, in the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
然后我们就念哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
And then we repeat the phrase, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
出声念 Hallelujah, 赞美。
And we say it out loud, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那从心里面你可以向他赞美感谢。
And in your heart, you can praise and give thanks to him.
因为神很伟大，所以我们赞美他。
Because he is great, so we praise him.
神很爱我们，所以我们感谢他。
And because he loves us, so we thank him.
神要什么？
What does God want?
神所要就是从你心里面最诚恳对他的赞美跟感谢，这样而已。
God only wants our true praises and thankfulness to him.
神不要你的钱。
God does not want your money.
神只要你的心。
God only wants your heart.
这就是我们祷告的方法。
This is the method of prayer we use.
那神很有权柄。
So God is full of authority.
所以当你很诚恳地向他感谢赞美。
So if you pray and give thanks to him
diligently. 神的灵会降到我们身上。
Then the Spirit of God will come upon us.
你会感觉到一股力量。
And you will feel a power.
那很自然，舌头会卷动，讲一种听不懂的话，就是说方言。
Naturally, your tongue will start to move, and you will speak in tongue something that is not you cannot understand.
那这个说方言是对神说，不是对人说，所以你听不懂。
And to speak in tongue is to God, not to men, and that is why you do not understand it.
在讲说各样的奥秘。
But it is speaking all kinds of mysteries.
那你很认真、很诚心这样祷告。
If you pray diligently and with concentration.
祷告完，你觉得心里会非常的轻松、非常喜乐。
After the prayer, you will feel light lifted and your load will be lifted.
因为神在感动你。
Because God is moving you.
有时候掉眼泪。
Sometimes you might shed tears.
心里很感动。
But you will feel moved.
所以这是可以体验的。
So this is what you can experience.
神就在这里。
God is here.
你看不见。
You cannot see him.
但是你可以体验到他。
But you can experience him.
就是通过你很诚恳地向他祷告。
And this is through your zealousness to pray to him.
所以你如果头脑想不通，没有关系。
So if you cannot understand this in your mind.
你就用心来向他感谢赞美就可以了。
You just use your heart to give thanks and praises to him.
那你就可以对神有体验。
And you will experience God.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
So let us all pray together.
我们也欢迎你跟我们一起来向天上的神感谢跟赞美。
We also welcome you to come and praise and give thanks to the God in heaven.
向他祷告。
Which is to pray to him.
那我们教会的工人会帮我们按手祷告。
And the holy workers of our church will help lay hands on us.
这是一种帮助。
This is a way, a method of helping.
所以如果你要求圣灵，求神的恩典，或者要接受按手祷告，你都不要客气，可以到前面来。
So if you wish to ask for the Holy Spirit or to ask for blessings from God, please feel free to come forward.
我们在这个会堂祷告，很多人得到神的恩典。
There are many people who have prayed in this chapel and received blessings from God.
教会就是神的殿。
The church is the temple of God.
是神所充满的地方。
It is where God fills.
只要你预备心，你就会有体验。
As long as you prepare your heart, you will experience it.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
So now we will all pray.
欢迎你跟我们一起祷告。
We welcome you to pray with us.
我们现在一起祷告。
Let's pray together.